I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syrian refugees are hopeful despite Lebanon's orders to get out and stay out. Details in a moment. And then later, a gospel leader gives U.S. Christians instructions for daily living. Our first story today, Lebanon may be short on money, but it's full of problems. An estimated 900,000 to 1.5 million Syrian refugees are straining resources and infrastructure. Political leaders blame the refugees for adding to Lebanon's debt, which is more than 150% of the GDP. Yet hope remains. Syrian refugees are coming to Christ in droves. Heart for Lebanon is helping these new believers grow into disciple makers. Executive Director Tom Adama tells us,
they're exploding exponentially. They're sharing their faith. They're winning other Syrian Muslims to Jesus Christ. We have around 600 people in our Bible studies, and we're running about 300 in our worship services each week, plus Sunday schools.
This growth introduced a problem. Heart for Lebanon is out of space. With donor help, though, they built a 54,000-square-foot ministry center in the Bekaa Valley. By God's grace, it opened 11 months ahead of schedule.
We have outgrown our space twice now already, so we're excited to get into our new Hope Ministry Center. It has the purpose of training them to such a degree that they will become irresistible ambassadors for Jesus Christ when they return to Syria.
Read the full report at our website and ask God to guide the leaders of Heart for Lebanon. Next, bringing the Bible to the unreached among the unreached. Door International has joined forces with communities in North Africa and the Middle East to translate scripture into sign language. According to Door President and CEO Rob Myers, of the 300-plus sign languages worldwide, not one has a complete Bible translation.
And so when you get into a community where even the Christians typically have much more difficulty accessing scripture, when you add deafness on top of that, it makes it very, very difficult for people to have any sort of gospel access at all.
In North Africa and the Middle East, those using sign language as their first language can be as high as 5%. This unreached population could be in the millions. Rather than translating chronologically, the team will begin by translating key verses.
That Bible translation would allow deaf people to have full access to certain portions of scripture that really help them understand the overarching story of how God's interacted with humanity since the beginning of scripture up through the time of Christ and even into the early church.
Set your alarm and join Door every day at 3:21 p.m. in prayer for the international deaf community. The time was chosen from Romans, chapter 15, verse 21, 15:21 in military time, or 3:21 p.m. on a 12-hour clock. And yesterday, we talked about the decreasing influence Christians have on their culture in the United States. Rex Rogers of Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says U.S. Christians today live in a transitional time period.
Now we're just a seat at the table, not the head of the table. Hey, we got to figure out how to live in this multi-religious world. It's a pluralistic world where lots of other isms are being followed, including paganism and immorality, so on. But we've got to still proclaim the Lordship of Christ in all of life.
It might be time we take a page out of Sat7's playbook.
I work with a ministry in the Middle East and North Africa where the church is a very small percentage, the church meaning the body of Christ. And they have for decades, even centuries, lived under oppression or outright persecution. The church there is resilient and strong, and the church knows who they are. They have figured out how to live out their faith in a multi-religious world.
Sat7 is unique in using satellite TV to make God's love visible. This allows the organization to make known God's heart for people, even in restricted nations. Find more on Sat7 and how you can make God's love visible at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf have long been ignored and overlooked, but they're one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. So this month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages, and they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. If this moves you, we can connect you. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.